In the video she released yesterday announcing her candidacy, Hillary Clinton alluded to the unfairness of American life.
Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top.
We wondered, do Americans typically share that view of an unlevel playing field that tilts toward the rich? Carol Doherty is Director of Political Research for the Pew Research Center. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
And tell us, what do the polls say about public attitudes toward the fairness or the unfairness of economic life in the U.S.?
Well, I mean, you get a majority, a solid majority of Americans saying the economic system unfairly favors powerful interests. You get majorities saying that since the recession, government policies have done more to benefit corporations, banks, wealthy people than the middle class or poor. And most say inequality is a bigger problem than it used to be.
I saw one pair of numbers. It was about 2-1 in the 60s versus the 30s, fair or unfair.
Exactly. And we see this across many income categories. There's a big partisan gap on these attitudes. But there is an important other element to this in terms of opportunity. We asked in the same survey about a month ago, can most people get ahead if they're willing to work hard? And you get about 64% saying, yes, they can still. And that number dipped a little bit during the recession, but has come back.
You said that there's a big partisan divide here. Democrats more likely to say the deck is stacked and Republicans more likely to say it's fair?
Right. 70% of Democrats say, quote, the deck is stacked, I guess, in those words. 49% of Republicans say the economic system unfairly favors powerful interests.
We've heard a lot about income inequality over the past year and how the gap between the very rich and the rest of us in the country has grown. Is the sense of unfairness that you see in polls either growing or changing at all?
Well, it's difficult to say. In some ways, this is a perennial attitude of Americans. We've asked a question about the rich getting richer in our values surveys for more than 25 years, and you get more than 70% every time saying, yes, it's just the rich getting richer. That's a constant state. On the other hand, when you ask specific questions about inequality and is it growing, most people perceive, yes, it is growing, and it's a problem for the United States. Now, how to deal with it is a divisive issue.
Yeah, I want to play something that President Obama said last year in his State of the Union address when he was talking about how people who work full-time shouldn't have to raise a family in poverty. He also said this.
Americans understand that some people will earn more money than others. And we don't resent those who, by virtue of their efforts, achieve incredible success. That's what America's all about.
At Pew, you poll about American values. Would most Americans agree with that statement, do you think?
They probably would. I mean, you get some differences about the details. I mean, what's interesting about the opportunity question is that Republicans are more likely than Democrats to say that most people can get ahead if they're willing to work hard. 78% of Republicans say this versus 55% of Democrats.
And even so, the 55% of Democrats is a majority.
It's still a majority, but not as sizable a majority as Republicans. Correct.
So the notion that the deck is stacked, certainly not a fringe radical thought, but maybe not the greatest political motivator one could imagine for policy.
Well, what we've seen in this 2016 campaign, very early days, but, you know, even the three Republican candidates have talked about, you know, either rising inequality or lack of opportunity. So this is becoming a theme now. You know, when we asked a question last year, is inequality growing? Majorities across the board, Republicans, Democrats, Independents said yes.
Carol Doherty, Director of Political Research at the Pew Research Center. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.